listening to the world leader in polka entertainment, PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
Będziemy razem śpiewać teraz?
Możemy.
All the fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle
bells, jingle bells. Hello, hello, Edu.
How are you? How is everybody?
It's nice Christmas day.
Good, good, good.
Well, here we are. How many years we've been doing this?
Four?
Three, four years.
At
Edu Gutsa's Hacienda, big studio here. Polanka Studios, right?
The guest.
And our host,
famous
Mr. Eddie Gutsa. And the Hall of Famer.
My guests today from Canada. First of all, Anya Piwowarczyk.
Cześć,
and you're
everybody.
An IPA Best Vocalist winner.
Thank you, yes.
And from Mississauga.
Mississauga, yeah. And from Hamilton. We'll say
he's
Hamilton.
From Ancaster.
Come on. But who knows Ancaster?
The richer people, the richer people live in Ancaster.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Upper Hamilton. Sławek Dudalski from Lodowa Nuta.
Yeah, hello, witam.
And that's the guy that's got about four CDs and all these IJs are asking for the Lodowa Nuta recording, right?
Yes,
it's all coming your way. It's going to happen now.
Okay. Live
it's
gonna happen. Living color. And of course, Hall of Famer Mr. John Gura.
Dziękuję, panie Edu. Hello, everybody. Hello, Polka Jammer people. Witamy was.
And welcome to our Christmas show from Canada.
Daj wam Boże szczęście, zdrowie, na to Boże Narodzenie, żebyście byli weseli jak w niebie anieli.
I na ten nowy rok.
There you go. That was a typical greeting for Christmas.
And now let's hear some Christmas carols by our one and only Anya Piwowarczyk.
Ja.
Ania Piwowarczyk. That was beautiful.
That was
Thank you very much.
Let's do another one right now. I got a brand new CD, the new Christmas album, a song by John Gura.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Surprise, John!
Congratulations!
Wait a minute,
John. We loved it. You know, finally, we've been waiting.
I hope my wife is not listening. Oh boy!
I think for the last 4 years, John said next year, next year, next year.
Well, you know, we have to finish the CD, Polka CD, that's finally recorded and it's got to be mixed in January.
And when is it going to be released?
Try it for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? That's not bad. You sure? This year?
I love it.
2019.
So next year.
My Polish Roots and Beyond.
Wow. Sounds good.
It's the name of the CD.
How many 19 songs? 19 songs? That sounds good.
Well, a couple of them are just little... you know, we did Stolat on three types of Stolat, and we did finally fourth type of Stolat. So, there are, because you know, Stolat, then you got Stolat.
Absolutely.
So
there's never yet Stolat.
We did every version of Stolat.
Absolutely.
So, this is the last version of Stolat.
So it's going to be good.
That's on it for the DJs to use. I used to use.
Yep. A lot of people waiting for that one.
Ja wiem. All right. Przepraszam. Pardon. All right. So what's happening next, Panie Edzio? What do we have for this
Well,
show?
We got Sławek Dudowski here, so I think we're going to do something by Ludova Nuta.
And you play clarinet on this recording, don't you?
Yeah, they got me to play clarinet. I tootled around a bit, a few notes here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's here. Lovely. Which one is it?
Jezusa Narodzonego.
Oh, Jezusa Narodzonego. That's my favorite one. Yes, that's the last track, I think.
Let's hear it.
Jezusa narodzonego wszyscy witajmy, Jemu po
Wow, that was nice.
Wonderful, thank you.
So, John, while that was playing, you were talking about that you're actually serious, you're going to make a Christmas CD
definitely
next year.
Because you got some good songs? My wife will divorce me if I don't have a CD by next year.
Oh.
Well, Christmas CD.
We're in competition because we're doing one, too.
Oh,
well, that's more
good.
Than
more. Yeah.
The more, the merrier. Finally, I will do some of my favorite Polish Christmas carols and some kind of obscure Christmas carols. But I think it will be a nice project.
It should be good. It should be good. Well, you're doing a new CD this year. We're doing one, too. I think we're going to try to get one out by Easter, hopefully.
Good, good.
Hopefully. And so a lot of Canadian stuff coming out.
Well, Ludovanuta is
going to be doing one.
Imagine more minor songs in the polka field. Wow.
Yes.
You know, our American musician friends, not too many minors. We do definitely more minor songs than they do.
Yeah.
I got on the new CD, I got 5 minors.
Wow.
Minor, major type, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Major. Wow. Yeah, I think we have 2.
Anyways, folks, wherever you are, I hope you are lucky enough to have snow for Christmas. So far, where we live in Canada,
no snow.
Hamilton, Toronto,
yep.
Mississauga.
It's cold, but it's not snowy.
Not that cold. It's
well, you know,
warm.
Around
it's
zero, but in U.S., we should say around 32, 34, 36 degrees.
Yes.
And we, by the way, folks, we hear so much on the news these days. Baby, it's cold outside. We play it in Canada. It's okay with us.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Some people
that's right,
ban
yes.
it.
They banned us. Yeah. Like,
we do play it in Canada.
And it's a great song.
Yes.
Mr. Producer, what's next?
Well, you know, we always do a song here because you can't get this anywhere because it has not yet been released. I thought we were going to release it this year on a CD, but I don't know. I get inspired by John Gura and it takes me another year to get stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, we have it on tape already. Kinga Mitrovska, she did a sort of a classical CD of Christmas carols. Let's hear one right now.
Thank you.
major, minor, and wow.
Yep.
So, some people might even say, oh, that's kind of strange sounding because it's not the same what well, we're used to it.
Yes. I love this.
Not the traditional.
It's in the classical style. She did, I think, 5 songs, and they were all on different styles. One was on Chopin, one was Beethoven.
Very interesting.
One on Bach, so different type of music.
So, Christmas again, huh?
Christmas again.
Święta, święta i po świętach będzie.
Oh, Jezu. Trzeba się ratować.
So, Pani Ania.
Hold on, Edu, yes? Did you finish your Christmas shopping yet?
Did I finish? I haven't started yet.
You have 12 more hours.
I got 12, oh my God.
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. Every year, my wife does it all.
Yeah, my wife told me too that I bought her a very nice present. I wonder what it is.
Yeah. Anu, so Novego, what's new with you and your dance group? You still are an organist in church, right?
Yes, I am. Maximilian Kolbe. I think I'm doing 33 years. I've been there.
Is it true that at one time they had like 21,000 parishioners?
I think they were talking about something like 18,000 families.
Families, oh my God. Families, wow.
Yeah.
It's the biggest Polish parish in Canada.
Yeah,
it's the biggest Polish parish outside of Poland somewhere.
I believe it really is, especially check out the parking lot on Sundays, or now, when confessions start, and Christmas.
And
Christmas
we
Eve,
have things
Easter.
To confess.
Oh, yeah,
and I get the feeling after recording of this, we have to go to confessions again.
Anyways, Anio, co robisz? What are you doing there?
What, with RJ, with Radosz Joy?
That's right, you're Radosz Joy.
Radosz Joy is a dance group, yes. And we're in our 28th season. And they're pretty busy. We have kids from the ages of 4 till 27 plus. Divided into 4 groups. This past summer, we were in Greece with the older group, and we do the regular stuff: Karasaga, you know, church functions, procesje. We take part in all of those. Dom Starcom. We do performances, and you know, just.
And you guys practice out of the church hall there?
Yes, in the church hall. Father Janusz Pazrzejak is our pastor, and he very kindly allows us to use the hall. So yes, we're very lucky nice. in that respect. Yes.
And Sławek, you guys practice once a week with with your group?
Yes, we practice at Związek Polaków in Hamilton.
Polish Alliance Hall.
Polish Alliance Hall in
they
Hamilton.
They call it White Eagle, I think.
Yeah, White Eagle. And they have been great to us for ages. You know, like we've been 13 years with them, and it's always beautiful cooperation.
All right, so, is there any membership to join your group, Ludowa Nuta? You have to pay yearly membership?
Nothing. No, just you have to love singing, and you have to have a voice. You know, we've had people trying out, and they unfortunately did not make it. You have to sing.
But if they bring a couple of bottles, they
can right away, immediately, lifetime membership. That's what.
Anya, what is the membership for your kids to be part of the group?
Well, the membership, we do have a membership, and it's approximately $200 for the year, and they get their koszulki for that, and of course they have their Christmas little, you know, get together.
Hey folks, do you know what koszulki are?
Oh, sorry.
Little shirts?
You know, the little shirts, yeah, sorry.
And bigger shirts.
The big shirts, the little shirts, and whatever. Yeah, and that, you know, that covers our transportation, our costumes, and you know, guest teachers that come in.
Do you guys do jasełka? You know, during Christmas season.
Of course we do, Yasuka.
How would we translate that into English?
Nativity scene.
Okay, so a lot of Polish language schools, ladies and gentlemen, I know they do it in Buffalo. I'm sure other cities do it in U.S., but in Canada, very popular. All the Polish schools and organizations, they do Jasełka, they call it.
That's right. So, for example, we have our Christmas show after Christmas. It's our Koncert Świąteczny, which is a holiday Christmas, I guess you can translate it that way. And the first part of it is kind of, you know, English and Polish dance numbers and kolendy. And then the second part is Jasełka. So that's where we have all the little munchkins dressed up as little angels and little shepherds and, you know, the whole nativities.
Pani Edziu, go ahead.
What we do, though, and I would like to invite everybody, because on January 18th we have a Góralski Ball, and it's kolendowaniem. Także, so taka dorosła wersja Jasełka. Lexington for adults, where you know, all sorts of mischief is happening as we sing and invade people's homes. And anyway, so it's
going to be, well, that's the difference between our Polish traditions Christmas than Canadian or American, where, you know, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, the next day, boom, everything's over. People throwing out the trees.
Yes. Oh, no,
where we sometimes don't even decorate in the Christmas tree till about, like, some people till night before Christmas.
That's right, exactly. Christmas Eve.
And then we go until February 2nd. Matki Boskiej Gromnicznej.
Yes.
What's
yes.
the feast called in English?
I have no idea.
That's where they, you know, when the big candles that during the funeral, that they light the candle.
Candle mass.
That's when
how long candles, the, that's right.
And that's how long the tree stays.
Yeah. So mine stays till March. Mm-hmm.
Our stays pretty much.
Well, so I guess no Mardi Gras at your house. Right?
So we could dance around the Christmas tree. What's the difference?
So a lot of caroling, ladies and gentlemen, in Polish circles is after Christmas, mm-hmm. because we have two types of Christmas songs. We have kolędy and
Pastorałki.
So pastorals and carols.
So pastorałki are not as religious sounding, mm-hmm. more of a everyday life or
it's
little
joking.
Yeah, but it's a storytelling, and basically they're telling how Bogobojne, how God fearing people they were, and you know, so, and how miraculous it was for Jesus to arrive. So as we are speaking of our group, see, I gotta plug in a little bit. On the 13th of January, we are at Corpus Christi in Buffalo, so we are going to be singing the Mass at 11 o'clock, and then there's, of course, the caroling, and there's going to be us performing so if you folks, you're welcome to join us in Buffalo, and then on the 19th, everybody comes to Hamilton, because it's going to be a big deal, big dance.
Beautiful church, Corpus Christi, Buffalo.
Beautiful acoustics.
Majestic,
and we're taking everything with us. We're taking our bagpipes, we're taking our trombitas, our alp horns, we're taking everything. Is going to be a church full of sound.
Panie Edju, how about in your church? What do you guys do? Mr. Edju, do you go to Polish parish or Canadian parish?
We go to St. Casey's on Ronson.
Okay, St. Casimir's.
Yeah, so
that's where I got married to, Danusha.
Really?
St. Casimir's, yes.
Yeah.
1989, it's going to be 30 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Zagrajmy coś, Panie
Edju. Zagrajmy coś. Well, we talked with Anya here right now, so I think we should hear her sing. That was a beautiful CD that you've done, the Christmas CD. And if you haven't heard it, or if you don't have it, it's the CD to get. Anya Piwowarczyk's Christmas CD.
Poznali go Mesjaszem, być prawym, narodzonym dzisiaj.
Na wysokości. Glory.
Anya Pivovarczyk. Oh, yes. Great stuff, great stuff. Love it.
Well, you know, problem around Christmas for me is the weight. Too much food.
Hey,
same here. Weight or waiting?
I could hardly wait for the food.
It's because we eat with our eyes. Oh. I gotta try this.
Well, you had to. 12 dishes on the Christmas table, you had to try every single one for good luck. So, yes, folks, right. Remember, you have to have every single
one.
Right,
so everybody has, what's the basic staple? Of course, we start with opłatek.
Opłatek, yeah. Then you have your śledzie, then you have barszcz.
But you know, depending on the region, because sometimes I saw that they had like a mushroom soup, you know, so depending on the region,
soup,
so grzybowa.
Grzybowa zupa.
Yeah. So.
Okay, of course, kapusta with
kapusta z
grzybami.
With mushrooms and.
Yeah.
With grochem.
Which is peas. But it's the yellow, hard.
The hard.
Not split.
Yeah. Makiełki or kutia. So
that's from the eastern part of Poland. Yeah.
So, but makiełki, so basically noodles with the poppy seeds.
So we had that and syrup.
We had
a cherry syrup or something like that. Oh, look at that!
Is that a band coming in here? Somebody
heard you. What's happening?
I think it's Santa Claus.
Christmas time.
I think it's Santa Claus coming. Santa Claus is calling right now. Looks like we have a live phone call, ladies and gentlemen. So I think it's my wife. We're doing a live Christmas show for the German network. Can I be excused for half an hour?
He's in big trouble now.
I'll call you right back. She says she loves me.
Of course she loves you. I mean, who doesn't love John Gura?
That's great.
So anyways, back to food.
Back to food.
Pierogies. Everybody had pierogies. So
yeah, pierogi, but no meat.
Needless.
No meat.
Yeah, we tried to do all the dishes. I mean, there's plenty of with no meat. Mm-hmm. And everybody's full.
That's right. Yeah.
And of course, different fish.
And the fish, exactly.
The most popular is broiled, you have fried.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, the most popular was always the
carp.
Carp.
Yes.
But so many bones in that fish.
Oh, yeah. And it's fat, you know.
And it's not popular anymore.
No, it's not. It's
I remember when I immigrated 40 years ago, even 25 years ago, at St. Joseph's Bakery in St. Catharines, he had barrels and barrels of live carp people ordered. And right now he says, oh man, those traditions are over. People are going more sophisticated, less bony fish. Mm-hmm. People are even trying calamari.
You know. As we get more sophisticated. Well, but you know, it was very important, the carp, because it's almost like a holy fish, because I remember keeping the scale of the carp, you know, for good luck in the wallet or in your purse, because that would bring money. Well, never brought any money to me, but you know, I my wallet never smelled fresher.
But carp was one of the cheaper fish, I think.
A lot of people
you couldn't afford it if you were poor. Exactly. Yep. That's at least you could eat fish. But now we can afford a little bit more.
About 10 years ago, we had our Christmas. We usually have about 30 people for a family, 30, 35 people. And my brother-in-law, you all know him, Taju.
Yeah.
Tad's the Bao Danusha's brother. He brought a salad for Vigilia. He made the special salad. And he says, what? We all said, we kind of got offended. Salad for Vigilia? Are you crazy? You know, lettuce? Anyways, it's one of our traditions. We have salad, of course, no bacon bits in it. Vinegar and oil.
Well, for Rafic, what we did before was the souche. So basically, it was a compote. We would have from the prunes and
dried fruit,
and that would keep you regular, very nicely. all of that.
So that's the food part.
Did we count all 12 dishes in our restaurant?
Everybody family does it almost different.
Yeah. But it has to be 12. And if it's not 12, you count the ingredients and it'll be 12, So.
There you go.
Different types of bread. You could always...
Pasterka. Go to pasterka.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people, if they're sober enough, they will go to church.
Well, the truth to be spoken about our family, nobody drank during Vigilia. Nobody until midnight. We went to pasterka, and after the pasterka, everybody went back home. The bottle was put on the table, and we started making merry. And actually, this year, right before midnight, our group is singing at Saint Stanislav in Hamilton. We have our pasterauki before midnight mass, and it's going to be lots of fun. And no one will be drinking
and
before
this year. I am going to that too. Hamilton.
Never forget, because of course, my wife's roots are in Toronto, so we went to St. Casimir's. We had a vigilia at mom's, and we went to St. Casimir's with the children and mama. Anyways, the kids are around 12 or something like that. We're sitting about fourth row, no less, because the first rows were reserved for the dance group that they used to sing. So mass is going on, beautiful singing, and there's one lady, two ladies are sitting side by side, and they're kind of swaying back and forth. And I will never forget. My kids always say that is the father goes, "Franz Vami, the Lord be with you," and the lady starts, "Jai Bethlehem, Jai Bethlehem." Oh my God! Everybody's like, "What the shit?"
Happens to the best of us,
So that was some fun memories. All right, zaspivajmy coś, zagrajmy coś.
Wiesz co? I got four accordions over here. Each one of you plays accordion.
All right.
And I think let's play something by Ludova Nutan. We're going to work up a song here so that we can sing all together for all the people.
Sounds good.
That are listening.
Okay, well.
Okay, Benjamin Śpiewacz. Right now, Ludova Nuta. Well, we worked out a few songs here together.
Right.
I hope this is going to work because...
hey, guys. Okay, ready?
No, hold on. In key of C, I can't play the black keys. I only the white keys.
Yeah.
Key of C only.
Only C?
I see.
Okay, I see.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, ready?
Okay, Benjamin Śpiewacz. All right, let's start.
Let's go.
Okay.
Do szopy, bo tam cud.
pasterze, grajcie mu, kłaniajcie się królowie, nie puśćcie go ze snu, śpiewajcie aniołowie, pasterze, grajcie mu, kłaniajcie się królowie, nie puśćcie go ze snu.
Probably don't know that Eddie Guzzan not only plays clarinet, sax, trumpet, violin, he's a good accordion player.
There you go.
I play TV and radio also.
Anyway, so that was, I guess, should we call that first John Guda Christmas recording?
Yes. That's as close as we're getting to the John Guda recording for Christmas.
Let's do it. 40 tracks of one verse.
One verse, yes. Yes.
Wow. So we have.
I think we sounded good there.
Yeah.
You know.
You know.
Hey.
Four of us.
It's like, you know, when the rock stars get together and they do a big compilation. Well, here we are.
We sounded good.
No. That was good enough.
Good enough.
All right. So we
won't do Enya Moore.
Enya Moore.
Boy, you guys are on a roll.
Okay, Dobrze, so we did a few carols, we did talked about food. What else can we talk about?
Well, you know...
Can somebody explain the choinka upside down that you hang from the ceiling?
No,
the Gural, they have the...
Oh, yeah, but this
tree.
Yeah, it's only because of the cats, I think.
I
know, but it's not choinka. It's called something else. It's actually older tradition than choinka itself. You know, so that's why they keep that real. It's a good thing. And you know, when you're drinking at Christmas, that choinka not always is upside down. You know, and when you see a real choinka, and then you are in real trouble because you might be glued to the ceiling or something.
New Year's Eve after Christmas, of course. You guys going out?
We're going to see you, my friend.
We are going to Buffalo.
You're going to Buffalo too?
I'm going to Buffalo.
It's gonna be a blast.
I mean, this is going to be 3 years in a row. We went to see you in St. Cashmere's 3 years ago. Yes, last year we went to Burlington. And it's becoming a tradition. Vanja said,
"That's it.
What? We're not going to see John on New Year's Eve? What the heck?
I mean, New Year's.
And after I played for 47 years nonstop New Year's Eve, it's about time we went out and enjoy ourselves.
Well, you always better bring your clarinet because you always sit in. Yes. Good stuff. Do we have any more Canadian recording aside from... Anya's recordings, Ludova Nuta recordings, who are, of course,
we have...
Of course, we do have classic. Yes, we have, like, Pani... Mitrovska. Pani Klimushko. But I'm talking, like, more instrumentation-type bands.
We did. I have one that was recorded here.
Polish Canadians did it?
No. This is... Notozo did it.
Okay, so...
Notozik! You don't believe so. Here it is. All listen. Right. Talking about
Zespół Notozo.
Yeah.
And the leader lives in Canada.
Yes.
Jerzy Krzemiński.
Krzemiński. Yes, sir.
Okay, so we were, ladies and gentlemen, during the song, we were talking about Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
A lot of our American friends are laughing at us.
They think we hit each other.
Boxing. Yeah. Boxing Day is a tradition.
Not that one, not
it came from what? From England?
I have, you know what? Being born in Canada, I have no idea.
I heard it came from England. That's when the rich people were giving little gifts to their servants.
Yes. Little boxes.
Little boxes. That's what became a tradition of Boxing Day. They were serving them during on Christmas Day, and so the employers reciprocated, and they give presents on St. Stephen's Day.
In Polish, yes. Święt Szczepana.
Świętego Szczepana.
I wtedy się kolędowanie zaczynało.
And that's when we went kolędować.
Caroling.
And of course, I made a lot of money always, starting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's it.
And with a pocket full of grain.
Święty Szczepan po kolędzie rod chodził.
And to the houses, we would go and spray, take a handful and spray it all over the house.
But do you know why?
Fertile.
Why? Obvious one. Why? Because he was the first Menchenik. He was the one that was stoned to death. So this is just to remember.
Obvious.
Yeah. So obvious. You know, whatever.
Saint Stephen.
Yeah. So not stones, of course, but that was it. And we, as young people, we would always go to the church and with the organ, and we would have tiny grains with us, and we were trying to throw stuff at the people.
And
Well, 5 points for somebody who was bald, you know. Anyways, oh, we got in big trouble, and we were unfortunately had to kneel the groch, you know, just to get the punishment, because our priest knew exactly who was misbehaving. You know?
No, we first of all we did the houses, and from home to home you would go and do the wishes.
Yeah.
So what my typical wish was. Daję wam Boże szczęście zdrowie na ten święty Szczepan, żebyście byli weseli jak w niebie anieli. And then if there was an unmarried woman, lady yeah, in the yeah. house, we usually sing a song. It says, Nowy rok nastaje, ja dziś kolęduję, wszelkiej pomyślności wam dzisiaj wieńczuję, wszelkiej pomyślności wam dzisiaj wieńczuję, byście byli zdrowe, jak różowy kwiatek, na każde żądanie mieli podostatek, na każde żądanie mieli podostatek. And of course,
John Gura. And there you had it. John Gura, that's from his new Christmas.
And I turned toward the girl and I sing to her, Więc ci wieńczujemy, co byś tylko chciała, żebyś w te zapusty mężulka dostała. And the father would even give her more money. Oh yeah, he's wishing her to get a husband during this carnival season. Yeah.
Yeah. So John, this is the Polish tradition. Now tell me, how from this Polish tradition and the fact that you were saying that the rich people or landlords would give gifts. How does that now translate to our Canadian Boxing Day, where everybody goes crazy and goes and spends all this money?
I have never been to a Boxing Day
neither
sale
have I.
Ever.
Me neither.
I refuse to go.
Me too. I refuse to go also. It's crazy.
It's business.
But they
it's
also business. Say that they up the prices and then they...
And then they lower it. Oh yeah, it looks like it's 80% off. Yeah.
I know, but it's crazy. I guess it would be similar to, what is it, Black Friday? Black Friday in the United States.
That's why Christmas has become so commercialized. Yes, yeah. You know, we missed the point of...
The reason.
I know, but you have to keep it in your heart and just let it slide, because we were never partial to all of that. You keep it in the family, you know, and so that's what it is.
Well, at least we still say Merry Christmas.
That's right.
We teach
our young kids in the group.
We keep it in our hearts. We know what it is, but we just cannot compete and cannot stop this commercialism of
bombarding us with everything.
Yes.
But we still, when we go to the store, I always say Merry Christmas, and then I say, or whatever it is that you're celebrating.
But you know, we find
what else is it to celebrate?
Other nations, people, you see somebody, a Sikh in a turban, or even a Muslim will say, hey, Merry Christmas. They will greet us, you know, and they will say Merry Christmas.
They understand that's what it is. Yeah. It is Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day. And I don't know, happy holiday. Well, what does that mean? It's still Christmas.
Holidays are during summer when you have two weeks off work.
That's right.
That's right.
One Swabek, you know, being a teacher, he gets the whole summer.
I'm sitting quietly.
I was a teacher.
Anyways, Christmas traditions, and we are all... Oh, did anybody talk about the table? Because you know what? I have a very difficult time getting some hay. And
under
the tablecloth, you have to have some hay.
Hey, what Krakowa? Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to have a serious conversation here. And that's what it is.
Kolenda.
There you go. Yeah, I get my hay.
Is that enough hay?
You know, they have little pouches wrapped in plastic. You can buy hay. You can store it. In Polish stores, you can buy hay right now.
Yeah.
Just a little traditional.
I'm getting no hay.
You can go to a farm.
I'm going to a farm. That's right.
Go to a farm.
I'm
going to
milk something and drink some hay.
There's a Swabic Christmas thing with a bale of hay.
Well, Jesus.
That's like your orange.
It was good enough for Jesus. It's going to be good for our family. You know?
Yeah. We haven't talked about your orange yet.
Stop it already.
Oh. It's an annual tradition, you gotta say. What did you get from Eddie today? What did you get?
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Gutza gave me a Christmas wrapping. Inside there was an orange made
Aren't you
chocolate?
Aren't you happy?
Aren't you glad? Of chocolate. The reason is because I told you that story before. Because when kids were small, around 7, or even younger, going from present to present, and I'm just sitting on a couch and watching, and I started crying, and everybody said, "Why are you crying?" I says, "Kids, you don't realize that we didn't have presents like you have right now. My biggest present in my life when I was your age was one orange that I was given. And I cherished that orange. I smelt it and just in my hands rolling it, took it to school. I never got to eat it. It went bad." Because I was, you know, yeah. That was my biggest present. I cherished that present. So after I was crying with the kids, following a year, everybody's opening presents. I get this box, kind of rectangular box. And what's this? Kind of heavy. I open it. It's a crate. It's a box of clementines. Wow. So here's your oranges. Shut up.
And you know, that's the essence of Christmas. That, yes, that's a beautiful Christmas story.
No, I like that. Shut up.
Yeah, every year we got to say it because, you know, I think we should play exactly another song.
Zaspievaj.
Big finish. Oh,
wow. Beautiful, beautiful. Hey.
Well, it's almost over. So, Edu, thank you for inviting us to your studio.
Thank you for coming down, all of you. It's wonderful to Polanka have you all together. Yeah. And that was a beautiful song we sang together.
Anya, how, if people, for example, Canadians are listening in the greater Toronto area, how can they get in touch with your Radosh Joy dance group?
Well, we do have Facebook. We have Facebook for Radosh Joy and also for
Radosh
myself.
Joy?
It's called the Radosh Joy, RadoschJoy, Radosh Joy. And I also have a Facebook
personal
page.
Anya Pivovarczyk,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Okay. So you can contact us.
Slavik?
Well, you can see us again on Facebook, and that is probably the easiest way to contact us. So Ludova Nuta, Ludowa, and Nuta, Nuta. And so, call us, and it's still not too late to book us for Christmas, you know, so Christmas shows. And
for 2019.
2019,
that is. Pan Edziu?
We now have a web page, actually. It's at goodsapolishcanadians.com, and all our information is on there.
same with us, johngoda.com. Information about trips to Poland and other excursions.
And you are going to have a few good trips in 2019.
That's right. 2019 Poland trip in July. Berlin, Northern Poland, and Vilnius, Lithuania in August.
And if you are planning a vacation, the person to go to and be with is John Gura, because boy, he makes your vacation AA1 plus
memorable. Mm. You get free oranges.
Thank you.
Wesołych
świąt. Wesołych świąt.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year. All right, let's do it all together.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.